U.S. law enforcement officials headed to Saudi Arabia today to set up a joint task force with the Saudi government to crack down on terrorist financing. The FBI and the Internal Revenue Service plan to have officials stationed in Saudi Arabia to search bank accounts and computer records for links to terrorism. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
U.S. law enforcement officials are just getting started this week, setting up their computer equipment in their office in Riyadh. The Treasury Department's general counsel, David Aufhauser, says up to 20 Americans will be working with the Saudis on the ground to try to stop the flow of money to terrorist groups.
This is an opportunity to join linguistic talents, computer talents, forensic talents, and to share some significant leads between each other. And to use the sovereign police power of the Saudi state to advance those leads by gathering more evidence, all towards going at the donor end of the equation.
Aufhauser, who's also the chairman of the National Security Council's Committee on Terrorist Financing, recently went to Saudi Arabia to meet the Crown Prince and other top officials. He believes that the suicide bombings in Riyadh last May encouraged the Saudi government to cooperate more with American officials. And he said the joint task force would begin by analyzing documents seized during recent raids on suspected terrorist hideouts.
There is a great deal of chatter in the intelligence community that many people have heard about and read about near end of summer threats, and there's a great deal of new evidence that needs to be exploited. More than 34 hard disks, it's more than 200 linear feet of documents that have been seized, much of which has a financial character or element to it.
Most experts in terrorist financing see the U.S.-Saudi task force as an important first step. Still, William Wexler, who was director for transnational threats on President Clinton's National Security Council staff, says it will take years and years of concerted work to make a difference.
Going after individual cells, going after individual financiers, going after individual banks and charities that are moving the money to the terrorists, but also more strategic efforts to change the environment in Saudi Arabia, new laws, new regulations, new institutions of which this task force is one.
A former FBI counterterrorism analyst, Matthew Levitt, remained skeptical, complaining that the Saudis have made more promises than they've kept. Though Saudi officials insist the Americans will have full access to financial records and databases, Levitt, who's now with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, says there's always a danger that some Saudis will want to sift through information first to withhold anything that could embarrass the royal family.
Some of the Saudi charities that have been intimately linked to terrorist financing are also intimately linked to the royal family, to the Saudi government. And so there is, unfortunately, a good deal of dirty laundry that could be exposed here. And as we saw in the investigation of the Khobar Towers bombing back in the 90s, as soon as it gets close to exposing dirty laundry, the Saudis tend to shut the door on intimate cooperation.
A recent congressional report, part of which remains classified, examined the financial links between Saudi Arabia and terrorist groups. Saudi Arabia reacted angrily to the report, but one Saudi spokesman said today he hopes the new joint Saudi-U.S. task force will mean that Americans have fewer questions and fewer doubts about the level of Saudi cooperation in the war on terrorism. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.